Welcome to the Geeky Grandma with an Encouraging Nudge podcast. Hi, my name is Jill McCarthy from Central New York State, and this is our 49th podcast. Today, my guest is from Down Under, and her name is Jane Tumervater, and I hope I said that right. And she is from Sydney, Australia, and let me read her bio, and then we'll get started. Jane is a master NLP coach and an integral coach. She has been on a long journey towards self-growth for over a decade. This self-growth journey that initially supported her to better mental health has ultimately led her to a change in her career from a management consultant and risk management to becoming a professional coach. While it may seem like a very different career path, they are, in fact, many similarities. As a management consultant, she worked many years to understand the root causes of her clients' problems, to offer solutions that not only improved the symptoms of the problem, but transformed the situation. She takes that approach to her coaching to help her clients understand root cause of their perceived problems and facilitates their transformation towards a permanent and sustainable change. She uses NLP and integral theory and management consulting methods in her coaching. Well, hello, Jane.
Hello. Thank you for having me. You did a great job on my last name, so congrats.
Thank you. I wasn't sure on that one, but I appreciate your help. I need to tell a little background story on how Jane ended up on this podcast. With my podcast, I'm forever looking for new podcast platforms out there to make sure the Geeky Grandma shows up on them. And I came across one I hadn't done before. And as I got on that program, I came across your bright yellow Unleash Your Potential podcast. And when I saw that name, I had to check it out. And you had just started this podcast. There was only 3 episodes. And of course, I listened to them all. And I was so hooked because it was a lot of similarities to what I did. And tonight I went through and I listened to 765. I'm not sure if I've gotten 4 yet, but I've enjoyed it. I love the start of it. And we've had a great talk last time. So welcome again, Jane.
Thank you.
You know, it's strange in life that where we go, it ends up being cumulative of all the other places we've been before. Like you said, you were on a personal mental health journey. You were training to be a management PR person, and then all of that turned the corner. So tell us about that story.
Yeah. So I'm still working as a consultant right now, and I've just started my coaching business. So let's see how things go. But what happened was, I've had a long time ago I started my spiritual journey. And when I talk about spiritual journey, I'm talking about how to better myself. So I started that over a decade ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago. And I'm a quite rational person. So I've always had this 2 sides of me, where part of me really is into this business and finance, because I studied finance, and kind of this concrete world theory. And a part of me was really fascinated about spiritual theories. I couldn't really quite connect the two. And it's always been a hobby of mine. I read on different topics. And 3-4 years ago, I've got a job offer where I could manage people. And I've had plenty of different managers myself. I wanted to be the one that was good, so I didn't want to be a bad manager. So I got recommended by a friend to this NLP course, because a lot of, you know, managers take it and salespeople take it. And I wanted to be a good manager, so I signed up to it. And it really blew my mind, because it finally connected the 2 worlds for me. So this concrete, really kind of scientific, rational world, and also the spiritual world. And it just made really great sense. So I ended up studying all of the courses that their program was offering. And throughout that, I never really thought I would be a professional coach. But what happened was, because I was getting more and more advanced training, I was initially, you know, my classmates would be fellow managers or salespeople, just corporate people. And then as I studied even more advanced versions of the training, they became more professional coaches. And I realized, oh, I didn't realize you could do this full time or professionally. So that's what opened my mind. And as part of those trainings, because they're designed for coaches, I got to practice a lot and I got the experience of coaching people and I realized I really love it. So that's why I decided to have my own business coaching others.
Very good. And as I was listening to you tell about yourself and your journey, I kind of chuckled. Now I know why I easily got drawn to you. You said you were very concrete in the scientific and the mathematical side. And I taught second graders for years and they are very concrete. And I could get along with them because I could explain it very concrete. And I even do that still with the ladies. I make it very tactile so they can see what I'm talking about. And your love of learning, how you just kept learning and learning and learning. And I know that fuels me, so that's a similarity. I'm surprised to hear you say that people in management take NLP. I didn't know that till you just said it.
Yeah, it's not a vast people. It just happened that I think it's a very small portion of people that go there, only the people who knew. But when I did the training, there were plenty of people who were managers, leaders, and also salespeople and just different kind of people who need to work with multiple stakeholders and need to know different people's perspectives.
Yeah, it's a great system and it can go back to resolving where an issue started and to find a new set of beliefs to help them to go on further. That's a great thing to know. I love to learn a new fact every day, so I can check that off for today. When we were talking, you were giving me some of your background and you'd traveled in many places already in your young life. So could you tell us a little bit about your background, where traveling, where you grew up and where you've lived over the years?
Yeah, so I was born in Mongolia and I grew up there until I was 13 and I moved to the States. I lived in Colorado for about 4 years. I did my high school in Colorado in a small town called Longmont, right next to Boulder. Those who don't know Longmont, everyone seems to know Boulder. So yeah. And I moved back after finishing high school. I did my uni in Mongolia, started my career, and then I moved to New Zealand, Wellington for 18 months, and then I moved to Sydney. So that's all the places I've lived.
Oh, that certainly is an interesting journey. I know. I have a word circled that's called depth. How you like to go really deep in your learning. And I'm sure that helps with your clients too, doesn't it? Can you expound on that a little?
Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I always asked why. I used to annoy my mom a lot. When I was a kid, I would go ask questions like, why is this happening? And then she would give me an answer and go, but why is that? And why is that? And she would just end up saying, I don't know. Stop asking why. So I think it's a question that drove me for everything. And I love solving problems. That's why I was really into math problems, because I loved finding the answer and figuring out how to solve the problem. And I think that's why I love management consulting, because I'm usually put in situations where a lot of people have tried and they couldn't figure it out. So then we get hired to solve it for them. So I find that challenge. And again, part of the reason that I love coaching is because when I'm coaching someone, I'm also following the thread of what they're offering and just getting deeper and deeper into what's happening. And this is something that I've been realizing lately a lot, is when I start something, if I love something, I just go really, really deep into it because I just can't get enough of it. And lately, what I've realized is that on the surface, everything seems simple and easy, but even a simple thing, when you take it really deep and kind of break it down, it becomes quite profound. So that those are the kind of practices I've been dealing with or practicing lately. Just even breathing, if I wanted to change my breathing, how would that work? And also what it means and what does it uncover within me? Because there's a lot of different patterns of the way that I breathe and different thoughts about it. So even a simple thing can be really profound if we just take it to a deeper level.
Right. And when we were doing the pre-podcast last week, we talked a little bit about the depth I said, well, that sounds a lot like in a highly sensitive person. I don't know whether you are or you aren't, but it certainly sounds that direction because they do have that depth of processing. That literally, it goes further back in their brain to process. Scientifically, it has to take longer because it's going to a deeper place in the brain to discuss it. And what a marvelous ability in coaching to follow the thoughts that's coming into you with your problem-solving mind to go very deep to help people to get to the root of an issue rather than just, you know, scratch at it. Because that would be like snapping off a weed. It would just grow back again. But if you go to the root and pull it out and correct whether it needed more light or less water or whatever, and to help the healing happen. Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, each one of us is different, and each one of our clients we run across are different, and each one needs a special somebody to help them. And you come with those gifts. And even as your life goes on, you'll gain more skills, whether it's something from a place you lived or a book you read or a job you've had. You bring those to that people and offer a greater service. And that's a wonderful thank you.
Thank you for that.
You're most welcome. You may be one of the youngest people I've had on my show, and I wanted to express more. I had one client and just on a regular page and selling what was going on in her life. And I started talking to her and she says, you sound like my grandma. So I says, well, let's take advantage of that. And so I do want to my audience and to this young gal here, I'm glad to see what you're doing already in your life, that you're already going to roots of problems where my generation we dealt with a lot of generational wounds, and yet you're coming at it from this bright and beautiful young place. I hope you're enjoying our guests on this episode. Just wanted to remind you that this episode is being brought to you by the Facebook group Empowering Women, where Jill McCarthy, myself, is the leader. And it is a safe place that facilitates belonging and yet encourages our uniqueness and individuality. Feel free to check it out. The links will be in the show notes. And now, back to the show. I have a list of some of your favorite things to do, and they were pretty unique that you liked fashion and scuba diving. Could you tell us about your fun times?
So scuba diving is a recent discovery of mine. And when I said I'm from Mongolia, it's a landlocked country, so we're not really familiar with the water and everyone's scared of it. And I think I saw the ocean for the first time when I was maybe 16 or, yeah, 16. But it was during winter, so I didn't really get a use of it. And then properly, I went into the ocean when I was in my early 20s. So the ocean is like a mystery to me. And the first time I snorkeled, it blew my mind because I notice a lot of things in the world, like the depth of the colors of different grasses and trees, especially lately. And so I observe the world around me a lot. I love different colors and just different combinations and really the beauty in the world. And that's why I think I like fashion, is because I really like the details of certain things, and it really fascinates me. So the first time I snorkeled and I saw the underwater world, I was so blown away with the different colors that I don't see on the ground. And just so many different colors and shapes and forms. And I was amazed. So I decided to get a scuba diving certificate, but then again, being myself, I love going deep, I ended up doing master scuba diving course, so I can technically lead people.
Okay.
I can save people. So I've kind of gone through all of that training, partly because I know I'm not super familiar with water and there was a bit of fear in me that I wanted to kind of face it. So I wanted to make sure that I have this fear. I'm not very 100% comfortable with water. I want to do the proper training just in case anything happens that I can save myself or save others so that I have a bit of comfort. And the second thing was I wanted to challenge myself to see if I could do it, knowing that I'm fearful of water. So I ended up finishing the course, which is good. But yeah, just every time I go snorkeling or go diving and I go to exotic places to see the underwater world, and it just really, I find it really, really amazing. The colors and shapes, yeah.
Wow, what a proactive way of dealing with it. You know, you're that, like Susan Jeffers' book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. You're a perfect model of that. And what a great skill. And as you work with different clients, you can help them to approach their lives a little more in that direction. And I love your depth of colors. My classroom, I used to make it as colorful as possible every year. I would find the latest Disney movie and I'd buy wrapping paper and put it on the wall of all the characters and I'd make it just as bright. I used to say, if it isn't bright enough to keep my eyes busy till at least January, it's not bright enough. And I know you're not a second grader by any means, but we would have been right at home. And yeah. My home is now very bold colors. So I love hearing about your depth. I don't hear that in everybody, but some people are built that way. I am so glad that you know it at this stage of your life and that you're already building your life accordingly. And that you love to learn and you're willing to explore. The gals that I work with, I tell them to go for the desires of the heart. And you've already started that direction. Could you tell us a little bit about that? You said your self-expression and that your podcast had to do with that. Would you take it up a little from there?
Yeah. So I recently started a podcast, which is how we got connected. I've been wanting to become a coach ever since I realized that I could do it and I loved doing it. It's taken a bit of time for me to really start things going and I'm finally on the way, which I'm really happy about. But yeah, part of it is I had this energy in me that wanted to share because I've spent a lot of time, years reading and studying about different theories and about self-development, which turned into spirituality. And I think there's a lot of similarities between self-development and also the theories that I've been taught in risk management or even just management consulting in terms of solving problems. And I think I bring a different or maybe a unique perspective just because it's my journey, because I've done this consulting and I've done risk management and I've done NLP integral theory training. Not many other people would have these combinations. And I have a lot to share and I just wanted a platform to share that. And it's part of also a self-expression because it's something that I wanted to do for a long time and also to help other people because I have all this information. I don't get to sit down with my friends and preach them about what I know all the time because the topic moves on. So I get to maybe share a glimpse of one tip or one thing that I've learned, but I wanted to share it so that maybe if other people who are as interested as me, passionate about me, self-development as me, could listen to it and maybe get some tips and they can also work with me as well if they want coaching.
Yeah. Well, I'm somebody that likes to learn all the time too. And recently I've been learning about human design. And I 10 to 1, I bet you you're a projector because that's exactly what projectors do. They go deep. They have all kinds of vast knowledge. They're just longing for a place, somebody to ask them and be willing to listen what all they have to share. Does that about sum it up?
Yeah, I think it does.
So it's good to see a similar spirit out there doing that type of thing with your own twist, of course. I hope you're enjoying our speaker. Remember, you can find out more about her in the show notes, in her bio, and through her links. Remember, my links are also in the bio if you want to contact me. And now for our conclusion. Tell us a the spirituality kind of fit into your personal development or your coaching? How did that come about and what's your flavor of it?
Yeah, so I've got my very interesting, I guess, personal perspective. I grew up in a, I would say, more Buddhist environment, but I wouldn't say people practice, they go through the motion of what Buddhism is because that's culturally fit. We have Lunar New Year's and we go to monastery on certain occasions and go to see monks on certain things. But I've noticed that not many people actually live the principles because I've read about the Buddhist principles and not many, like, people use spirituality, ask for forgiveness or ask for things that they want, but they're not really living the principles. So I'm familiar or somewhat familiar with Buddhist theories. I wouldn't say I'm fully Buddhist just because I feel like maybe I don't live the principles 100%. I try. And I'm open to all religions at the same time, but I don't follow any. So I'm more of a cognitive theory. There's brain patterns that we have, which kind of defines our behavior. So when it comes to spirituality, I'm more internal authority type of person, meaning that I decide inside of me what's right for me. So when I think about spirituality, I'm thinking about a body which has a need, and I have mind, and then I have a spirit or this energy around me that is very hard to explain, and I call that spirituality. And there's this different energy force that just is within all of us, humans, animals, plants, anything alive. So that's what I really think about. And when I hear different theories about spirituality or different concepts, I just use the teaching in that context and kind of try and learn from it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense just fine. It's a combination of the different parts of you, and yet you're open to kind of look around and whatever you've come across, you kind of integrate what feels the connection for you. And we all do that in different kinds of ways, but certainly makes sense. And just as your personal development grows over a lifetime, so you're spiritual as you get a chance to experience more of life and more people and more exposure, it can grow and change. It's a living force. It's just will continue to grow.
Yeah. I've never been a big fan of rules. So if you tell me you have to X, Y, and Z to get spirituality, that's really what puts me off. So I'm kind of open, fluid about what works for me and what doesn't.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing. Do you have any desires, any visions of where you want to go in life? Something that you haven't already started to tap into? You have any big dreams?
I do. So I think partly I've just started studying my coaching business, and it's been a dream of mine for some time, a few years. So I'm really excited about that. And my partner is from Spain, so we might move to Spain at some point. So that's another exciting goal of ours. Because ever since I was a kid, my mom always tells me that I used to say, even when I was 4, that, oh, I'm going to be this boss lady who travels around the world and works in different places. And I've kind of somehow achieved it because I've lived in quite a few places. And if I go to Spain, that'll add another country to my list in terms of places I've lived. So, and I've always had a dream of living in Europe, whether it's Spain, Italy, or France, one of the three. So yeah, it would be my dream come true if I get to live there as well.
All right. So I guess really, I said what lights you up, and you answered traveling was one of them, and you have been doing that already. So kudos for you. And some of the people that I've talked to before are closer to my age, and I'm trying to say, please get out there and try it. Please get out there. And you're starting young, and you're already going there and already achieving some of that. So that's
amazing. And actually, that's an interesting point, because I like traveling, but I also love living in other countries and learning about cultures, because I love cultures. And that's the other kind of type of depth that we talked about. When I go to another country, maybe for a week or two, I can only scratch the surface of it. But when I move to another country and really live the other people's lives and see how they live, what they do in the morning, how the work environment works, what it's like coming out of work in the evening, going out and experiencing their life. To me, that's really true traveling. So that's why I love moving to different places and living in different places. So I'd love to do that.
Well, if that strikes a note with any of our listeners, or you guys should check out the podcast I did about Frank and Mickey Joe's adventure. They're a couple that are retired teachers, and they had done some speaking at different conventions around the United States. And they said, oh, you know, we're only here 3 or 4 days. I wish we could stay a week or a lot longer. And now they're on their 6th year of traveling around the world. They get 3 to 6 months visas, whatever each country will allow them. And they go and, they see the big tourist things, but they live outside of Maine so that they get to see everyday life. They get to meet the local barber or the local meat person or whatever. And so you really should check that episode out. I can't remember the number, but that's exactly what they did. They wanted to really find out what the local life was about. And it's possible. I guess that's what I'm putting out there. It can happen.
I love that because it's such a different experience visiting a country versus really seeing how people live, even the way that they eat and their daily routines. I find that really, really fascinating. So I'll check that out.
Wow, that's amazing. This is called The Geeky Grandma with an Encouraging Nudge. If there's somebody out there right now, maybe they need to see a coach. Maybe they need encouragement to travel. Maybe they have a desire they haven't even thought of. Could you think of something encouraging that you could say to our audience right now?
I would say, actually, let me tell you a story. I think that everything has kind of pros and cons, and there's duality in everything. And whilst COVID and the lockdown was horrible and there were a lot of people suffered, I think there was a lot of also good things that came out of it. And for me, I was lucky enough to not have lost anyone that I know and loved and cared for. But during lockdown, it was really a surreal experience for me because in Australia, the restrictions were quite strict and things changed so much in 2 weeks. And I was thinking back 2 weeks ago, I had no idea that I'd be locked in my apartment for indefinite time. And it just, things can happen so quickly. And this virus could, some people, they were living their lives just fine, thinking that they have so many years to live and do things for. And you get this random virus and you're ending up in the hospital sick for a long time or even dead. And so it was really a wake-up call for me. And that's when I decided if I were to get a virus or anything could happen to all of us, I thought, what if that happened to me? How would I live my life differently? On the risk of sounding really negative, I guess what I'm asking people to do is ask yourself, if you had a limited amount of time, what would you do differently on a day-to-day basis? And also, what would you regret not doing? And that was the thing that really changed me, is that I thought I would really regret not having had traveled to the places that I wanted to travel and do the things that I wanted to do. And so, that kind of gave me the courage and nudge to start my coaching business, because that's something I would have regretted as well. And I thought, if I end up in an emergency room, I would go all those things I wanted to do. So ask yourself, what would you do differently and what would you regret not doing?
Very good answer. Very wise from a young lady. It's been a thrill to get to know you, and I can't wait to listen to more episodes of your podcast. And I'd love to get in a deep conversation with you someday. So thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you in the funny papers. Bye-bye for now.